Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Creswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.
This week's, or it could be this month's. This month's Faith Positive Fellowship resources help you work faith positive as if every day is Easter.
Because it is. Every day is Easter when you work faith positive.
So how do you work like an Easter person?
Our scripture verse this month is Ephesians 3:20 from the Message translation.
And over the last 3 weeks, we've talked about how God can do anything, you know?
Far more than you could ever imagine.
Or guess.
Or request in your wildest dreams.
Now remember the first week we talked about how God comes to work big.
How we can believe and look at Jesus and away from fears.
In week two, we chatted about how God comes to work first.
You can figure things out on your own because your ego says to and edge God out.
Or you can consult God first about work and exalt God only.
Last week, we discussed how God comes to work calmly.
The Spirit does not push you around, but works within you.
Jesus doesn't yell. He whispers his thoughts into your mind and walks very softly over your heart.
So this week, let's focus on how God comes to work gently.
This month, we've talked about how once we truly believe God is with us in a big way, we consult with him about everything.
Now, God's Spirit is within you, and because he comes to work calmly, you can give God your full attention.
Which means you can get answers from God about your work. God comes to work.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody wants some answers, right? Who better than God, who created the entire universe, right? Whose thoughts are higher than mine?
Exactly. God comes to work gently and wants to help.
God's like a gentleman, you know?
Which means the Spirit waits patiently for you to ask.
Remember Jesus' promise, if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon.
The Holy Spirit lives within you.
That means you can make yourself at home with Jesus.
What does it mean to make yourself at home?
Well, when you're at home and you're thirsty, what do? You get something to drink, right?
Absolutely. And if someone else is getting something to drink, they ask if I want something.
If you're hungry, what do? You eat.
Or take a bite out of someone else's, right?
Yes, that's right. And if you're tired, you take a nap.
If you want to talk, you talk.
When you feel like listening, you listen.
You dress comfortably and casually.
Yeah, I like wearing my pajamas or my sweats.
You are yourself.
You just don't worry about how you look, right? Fix your hair or whatever.
Or brush your hair.
Hey, hair is way overrated, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Sure. You're at home. You just be yourself.
Exactly. And that, my friend, is who Jesus wants to visit with.
Not your other self.
The one that tries to act like someone else.
God sees right through that anyway.
He wants you to share your pains and joys all the time.
He already knows about them anyway. He just wants you to talk to him about them.
See what I mean? God comes to work gently.
Jesus says, make yourself at home with me.
So first, ask him questions. Just be yourself.
Second, Jesus says God comes to work gently through scripture.
And remember, the word became what? Flesh.
Jesus says, make my words at home in you.
Jesus is the word of scripture.
When the wise men followed the star, they got close, but needed some directions to find the Christ child. What did they do?
They stopped off in Jerusalem to ask directions from Herod, and that's why they were wise men. They stopped and asked directions, right?
You don't do that, do you?
No, I'm a wise guy, but not so much a wise man. Sorry.
Okay, but where did Herod get his directions?
The chief priests quoted from the prophet Micah that the king would be born in Bethlehem.
In other words, they found the answer in scripture.
To be at home with God, get to know him through your Bible.
That's where you get directions from the Holy Spirit about how to work.
God comes to work gently within you.
First, be at home with Jesus and ask.
Second, be at home with his word, the Bible.
Then third, when you're at home with Jesus and his word, you can be sure that whatever you ask, he listens to and acts on.
And that is a promise.
So if Jesus is listening and acting on what you ask, when you pray, get specific.
Ask God for the desires of your heart.
Open your heart and receive all he has for you.
So are you mad at a coworker? Talk to Jesus about it.
You're at home with him, right?
Jealous of a competitor? He'll understand. Tell him all about it.
Give it up to him in prayer.
Just meditate on his word and ask for the word to live in your work.
Allow the scripture to actually speak to you.
Ask Jesus, what do you want me to understand about these verses?
Keep asking until you get some answers.
Sometimes you may have to struggle with it. At least I do. It may even say something you don't want to hear, right?
Yeah. Like when Jesus says, love your enemies and let them bring out the best in you.
Yeah, I don't always want to hear that. Do you?
No. But I do want to find out what the Spirit is telling me, so I ask.
Ask for examples of how you best respond to that person or that situation that's bothering you.
Meditate on the word.
And ask God to act and believe you're going to get it.
Several times, Jesus told someone that their faith got their prayers answered.
In other words, they believed and then received.
Ask Jesus to act, to do something specific, and couple it with faith. Then get ready, something is about to happen.
Pray for something and expect it to happen.
As Dr. Joy likes to say, when you pray for rain, take your umbrella.
Absolutely. God comes to work gently, so ask God to do something big.
So first, be at home with Jesus. Ask.
Second, be at home with the Word, the Bible, and ask.
Third, ask the Spirit to act and believe it will happen.
Work faith positive in the blessed assurance that as you're at home and ask, God listens and acts on your behalf.
God can do anything.
Far more than you can ever imagine.
Or guess.
Or request in your wildest dreams.
He does it not by pushing us around,
but by working within us.
His Spirit, deeply and gently within us.
Yes, God comes to work big.
God comes to work first.
God comes to work calmly.
And God comes to work gently.
Okay, let's take it now to the next level in your work.
Download the discussion guide, God Comes to Work Gently.
Answer the questions there, do those activities so when you get together with your Faith Positive Fellowship, you can share what it looks like for you when God comes to work gently with you.
These activities guide you to increase your faith at work as an Easter person.
Okay, we begin another exciting month of Faith Positive Fellowship resources next week.
Until next week,
I'm Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Cresswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive in this negative world.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.